The conventional wisdom about active fixed income management is fundamentally flawed. Today, we are going to challenge what most investors believe about generating alpha in bond markets and present a compelling case for why the future of active management lies not in credit selection, but in the skillful navigation of duration risk. Here's the central problem. The prevalent strategy among active bond managers seeking outperformance through excessive credit risk delivers increased credit beta at higher fees, not genuine alpha. More concerning, this reliance on credit risk frequently undermines the foundational reason investors allocate to fixed income: portfolio diversification. Two powerful statistics demonstrate this illusion of manager alpha. First, core bond funds have a remarkably high correlation between the average active or excess return of the fund and the returns of the credit market. This high correlation means there's very little independent, skill-based decision-making driving the fund's excess returns over the respective benchmark. The funds are simply exposed to lower-grade speculative credits or levered credit beta. Second, simple regression analysis shows that systematic fixed income risk factors like credit and interest rates can explain over 98% of average core bond fund performance. Think about that. If you know how the credit and interest rate markets performed, you could recreate the so-called active core bond fund return without ever speaking to the manager. Crucially, the statistical measure for alpha, the intercept in these regressions, was not statistically significant, suggesting no excess return is left to attribute to manager skill once these systematic risks are accounted for. When we re-benchmark these active core bond funds against what they're actually doing, measuring performance against risk-aligned benchmarks that reflect their true core bond portfolio exposure, the results show excess returns drop substantially. Now, one might think passive fixed income investing solves this problem. It doesn't. The Bloomberg Aggregate Bond Index suffered an 18.4% cumulative loss from August 2020 to October 2022. The primary culprit? Unmanaged duration risk. A purely passive fixed income strategy forces investors to accept this historically elevated and often distorted interest rate risk profile embedded within the benchmark itself. Instead of active core bond managers addressing this primary risk exposure, interest rate risk, they focus entirely on the portfolio's less important risk factor, credit. In our view, the need to outperform leads many managers to embed increased credit risk into their portfolios to generate higher returns off a more conservative risk core aggregate bond benchmark. This ultimately negates the core purpose of a fixed income allocation. The primary role of core fixed income is to act as a stabilizer, to preserve capital and provide diversification when riskier assets like equities are falling. Due to the aforementioned excessive credit risk embedded in the average core bond fund, these funds would be expected to underperform their benchmark index. By taking on more credit risk, these funds will behave more like equities. The very asset intended to buffer equity risk becomes a correlated participant in its decline. In our view, active duration management presents a genuine solution for fixed income investors. The active management of duration risk directly addresses the primary flaw of passive benchmarks, their high interest rate sensitivity, without the negative portfolio consequences of a levered credit beta approach. Changes across market interest rates are constant and at times volatile. For active core bond managers, these market characteristics enhance the alpha opportunity that skilled manager can exploit. Here's the fundamental value proposition. Returns from levered credit bond portfolios are cyclical and highly correlated with risk-on equity environments, offering little benefit when diversification is most needed. In contrast, the value of duration management is most pronounced precisely when interest rate risk, the dominant risk in core fixed income, is highest. This is the defining characteristic of a superior active fixed income strategy, generating value by expertly managing the primary inherent risks of its own asset class rather than by importing risks from other asset classes. So what should investors do differently? Move beyond simple performance comparison of core bond funds versus a flawed benchmark and ask three critical questions. First, how did the manager achieve their returns? Was it from unique skill or just by taking on more levered beta exposure risk than the benchmark? Second, can these returns be replicated more cheaply? If the performance comes from a common risk factor, it can likely be accessed through a low-cost passive index fund. Third, does the fund still act as a diversifier for equities? Will it hold its value and protect the portfolio during a market downturn? Investor due diligence should include analysis of a manager's historical duration positioning, their credit and liquidity risk profile, and historical performance attribution during various economic and interest rate cycles. In our view, the most valuable form of active management in fixed income is the skillful navigation of duration. It solves the core problem of passive investing, unmanaged interest rate risk, while upholding the essential role of bonds as a stabilizer in a balanced portfolio. The active management industry has presented investors with a false choice: either passively accept benchmark duration risk or actively pay high fees for levered credit beta that harms overall portfolio diversification. Understanding the difference between true alpha and passive credit beta is the first step toward building a smarter, more resilient fixed income investment portfolio. Thanks for listening. The discussion and content provided within these podcasts are intended for informational purposes only and may not be appropriate for all investors. More information regarding Kingsbarn's Illusion of Alpha report can be requested at www.kingsbarncapital.com. Reliance upon information provided in a podcast at the sole responsibility of the listener. The information included herein is not based on any particularized financial situation or need and is not intended to be and should not be construed as a forecast, research, investment advice, or a recommendation for any specific Kingsbarn Capital Management security or any other security, strategy, or product or service. Investors should speak to their financial advisors regarding the investment mix that may be right for them based on their financial situation and investment objective. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Investors should fully inform themselves about the risks of a particular investment prior to investing. Statements concerning financial market trends or portfolio strategies are based on current market conditions, which will fluctuate. There is no guarantee that these strategies will work under all market conditions or are appropriate for all investors, and each investor should evaluate their ability to invest for the long term, especially during periods of downturn in the market. Outlook and strategies are subject to change without notice. Forecasts, estimates, and certain information contained herein are based on proprietary research and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation of any particular security, strategy, or investment product. There is no guarantee that results will be achieved. Podcasts may involve discussions with non-Kingsbarn Capital Management personnel, and such content contains the current opinions of the speaker, but not necessarily those of Kingsbarn Capital Management. Other podcasts may consist of audio recording of an existing Kingsbarn Capital Management article, and such material contains the current opinions of the manager. The opinions expressed in all podcasts are subject to change without notice. This material is distributed for informational purposes only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation of any particular security, strategy, or investment product. Information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable but not guaranteed. Kingsbarn Capital Management, as a general matter, provides services to qualified institutions, financial intermediaries, and institutional investors. Individual investors should contact their own financial professionals to determine the most appropriate investment options for their financial situation and investment objective. No part of this material may be reproduced in any form or referred to in any other publication without express written permission.